Na crazy talk be that you. Na crazy talk be that crazy talk. Na crazy talk be that crazy talk. Na crazy talk be that the crazy talk. The crazy world be that crazy walk. Hey, na crazy talk be that crazy talk. Hey, na crazy talk be that crazy talk. Crazy talk be that you. Crazy talk. Hello and welcome again. This is another episode from me, Niger Unbeliever. Yeah, it's the same thing as it always is, you know, confusion with my belief and the beliefs that others have given to me, you know, have explained to me and taught me about and tried to explain, and all the different preachings I have heard in my life till now. So like I said in my first episode, I said that I was going to take the time to look at the doctrine from two distinct churches that are present in the Nigerian and Niger society, recognizable big church churches, you know, and their doctrines, and compare them side by side, and especially doctrines that really contradict one another, really contradict one another. So I searched and I had really many topics that I could have taken upon. But then I stumbled upon one that's maybe at the core of Christianity itself. The core of Christianity itself. And it has to do with the divinity of Jesus Christ, or lack thereof. So let me repeat that. There are two distinct approaches to the divinity or lack of divinity of Jesus Christ. And the divinity of Jesus Christ itself is the cornerstone, is the core, is probably the core of the Christian doctrine or belief. And I was really surprised that in my lifetime, with the different types of Christians that I talked to, that once in a while I would talk to a Christian, and the Christian would tell me, look, oh, you know, that's what they have been teaching in your church, that Jesus is God. It's not true. Jesus is not God, though. Or he was not God. He was just a prophet. He was just a man. A very good and diligent and holy and humble man. But he was just a man. He was not God. I was like, ah. But they've been teaching me that Jesus and God the Father are the same. So which one now? Is Jesus God or is Jesus not God? So I took the time to research this confusion, this contradiction myself. And I found out that this contradiction is really very old in the history of Christianity itself. It goes all the way back to the first century, a few hundred years after the alleged death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Very, very far back. This is not a new topic. This is a very, really very old topic. And so I was like surprised. Like, how can such a serious contradiction, a serious difference in beliefs, in opinions on the divinity or lack of divinity of Jesus Christ exist that hasn't been resolved till this day? So I said, there's something wrong. You have to look at this. Something is wrong. So I checked. I said, maybe the people that are claiming that Jesus Christ is not God, maybe they are mistaken. Maybe they are confused. Where did they get their information from? And I was surprised that the people, the churches that don't believe Jesus is God, actually take their information from the Bible itself. From the New Testament. But how is this possible? You know, that's one of the things that really confuses me. Or that confused me. Or it still confuses me to this day. Is that as a Christian, how is it that one part of Christianity takes its doctrine from the Bible, another part of Christianity takes its doctrine from the same Bible, but they come to completely contradictory conclusions? It baffles me. So I'm sure you'll be asking yourself now, okay, Niger Unbeliever is claiming again, okay, which churches are the ones that do not believe that Jesus is God? Well, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe that Jesus is God. The members of the Latter-day Seventh Adventist Church, or the Mormons as they call themselves, they don't believe that Jesus is God. If you look outside of Christianity itself, Okay, even in Christianity, there are even some Pentecostals. They're Pentecostal. Well, let me check the names that I found out online. What's the name of the church? Oneness Pentecostals. They don't believe that Jesus is God. Basically, the Christian denominations that don't believe Jesus is God follow the Unitarian theological principle that God is God. That's it. And the churches that believe that Jesus is God as per Trinity, you know, three persons in one God, as they call it. Three persons in one God. I don't even know how you can wrap your head around that principle. Three persons in one God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Obviously, the Catholic Church is at the forefront. Catholic Church, the Pentecostals, and the rest of them. Basically, the majority of Christian doctrine of Christian denominations believe in the Trinity, and there's a minority, a small part, that do not believe in this Trinity. But if you look outside of Christianity itself, the Jews don't believe that Jesus is God or was God, the Jews. Muslims don't believe that as well. Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet. They don't believe that Jesus was God. They don't even accept that a person can be God. So you think about that. Okay. So let's take a short break. Okay, so I'm back again. Okay, so let's continue what we were saying. So, like I said, for me, it was really surprising that using the same source, the same Bible, using Bible verses, people, Christians, and not only Christians, but people outside of Christianity, came to two contradictory opinions on the divinity of Jesus Christ. And this is really an old topic. You just have to Google Unitarianism and Trinitarianism, and you get enough information about this. So let's give a few examples about the Bible verses that Unitarians themselves use to support their doctrine that Jesus wasn't God. Okay? Let's take the first one. John 8, verses 17 and 18. It is written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. So what you're trying to say here is that this Bible verse demonstrates that Jesus and God the Father are distinct from one another. Okay, let's look at another example. Unitarians claim that Jesus himself never ever said in the Bible that he was God. Actually, what he said was that God the Father sent him and was the only God, or is the only God. So let's look at the Bible verses they used to cement that claim, that doctrine that they are preaching. John 17, verse 3. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So what they are saying, the basic argument that the Unitarians say is that many times in the Bible, Jesus never claimed that he was God, explained that him and his Father were two distinct, distinct from one another. And they also say that nowhere in the Bible was the term Trinity ever used. And that Jesus also said that his Father was greater than him. There are many verses that say that I can give you. For example, John 10, verse 29, Jesus says, my Father is greater than all. Or John 14, verse 28, my Father is greater than I. Or even where Jesus denies that he is God, when he says in Matthew 19, verse 17, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. And they even go further to actually try and explain the verse in John chapter 17, verse 21, where it says, I and my Father are one. They say that this verse means that they're not one person per se, but they are one in their opinion, affection, and their aims, their goals, but they're not one person. So basically, you know, quoting Bible verses and rest of them, those are for the Bible scholars. You know, it's not for normal people like you and I. Like, I'm just a normal person. You know, quoting Bible verses. Oh, that's long story. You know, it's nice to hear in church, and you can use it as a basis. Okay, but eventually, when you take Bible verses, I'll give you now in a few seconds examples from the Catholic doctrine or from the Trinitarian doctrine that try and prove the exact opposite, that Jesus is divine or was divine. Yeah, but basically, at the end of the day, if two verses in the Bible contradict themselves, then why even use the verses at all? Then you don't need them, because it just confuses you. But anyway, I'll get to that. Let me just. I don't want to jump the gun. Let me give you the verses in the Bible that the Trinitarians, the people that believe in the Holy Trinity, use as their arguments for the doctrine that there are three persons and one God. So here's an example of where they claim that the Trinity was mentioned in the Bible. In Matthew 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for the obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. And then they have many other verses that they use that claim that the Bible proves that Jesus was divine. In John 1, verses 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things are made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And then Apostle Paul, even though Jesus himself never really said that he was God, you know, Jesus never really said it. Apostle Paul, in his letters, to the early Christians, was the one that claimed that Jesus was God. If you look in his letters to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. Being in very nature God, did not consider equality. He's talking about Jesus Christ here. Being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And then another letter from Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 19. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. So, even though, look, if you think about it, if you go to John 1, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So is the question, did God create Jesus, or was Jesus already created Or was did Jesus exist with God himself? You know, these are questions that even Christians themselves are not in agreement as to which answer is correct. Some parts of the church say that Jesus is not God. He cannot be God. It's not possible. And he himself in the Bible does not claim to be God. Another portion of Christianity, another denomination, another percentage of Christians believe that Jesus is God. And he never really said it directly per se, but he gave hints and clues. And the only and the, in the Bible, the first person that actually claimed that Jesus was God was not Jesus himself, but was Paul. So, I myself, as a normal believer, you know, you go to one church, they tell you A, go to another church, they tell you B, go to another church, they tell you C. So, I don't know which one to believe. I honestly do not know which one to believe. Because they are both using the Bible as their source. And the Bible is the core and center of Christianity. Okay, the Catholics, don't, they believe that the Bible is not the only source of information for Christianity, but yeah, that's Catholics. Other denominations of the church of Christianity base their doctrine solely on the Bible. So me, Niger, a normal person in Nigerian society, what am I to believe? Is Jesus God or is not God? Can Jesus be God or is he God? Can there be three persons in one God? Does that mean that there are three gods or there's one God in three? Confusion, you know, logically, even though logically, according to the Bible, you can't really say which is which. So at the end of the day, what am I to believe? The problem is that since Jesus Christ is the core of Christianity, and where a person ends up as per heaven or hell depends on the belief in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Even though there are some denominations that do not accept that, you know, anything I say as far with concern to Christian doctrine, I'm sure somebody out there will tell me that there's some churches that don't believe that. But the majority base the fact on a person going to heaven or hell depends on them believing in a divinity or the good works or the truth of Jesus Christ. So I myself, now I'm in a situation, even though it would be nice to go to heaven if heaven exists, but what now? Why am I to believe in Jesus Christ as God or not? I do not know. I do not know. Yeah. So for anybody out there, I'm not really a Bible scholar, and you know, reciting verses in the Bible is, for many people, is boring and it's just same old, same old, same old. We've all heard about this. A different verse in people preaching to us. If you yourself want to read up on this, because this is a really very old topic. This is a topic that is thousands of years old, 2,000 years at least. Okay, now almost 2,000 years. You just have to Google this thing. Google Trinitarianism or belief in the Trinity. And Unitarianism, or non-belief in the Trinity, you get enough information and you get the arguments, counter-arguments, debunking, apologetics, you get everything. And if you look at both of them, their both arguments are very convincing and not convincing at the same time. But what they do prove is utter and complete confusion and chaos. Yeah, so that's basically my second episode for this time. For my next episode, I'm going to take something that's a little bit abstract in itself and is something that I've been hearing from many, many friends and family members, especially the younger generation nowadays. This term that they like to say that I am not religious, but I am spiritual. So I'm not a Christian, but I'm spiritual, you know, and that term itself confuses me a lot because, first of all, what does spiritualism mean? You know, you ask 10 people, 10 different people, they'll give you 10 different answers. And if you are spiritual, does that mean that you believe in a higher power, something supernatural, or you don't? And if you do believe in something supernaturally, God or gods, which or what types of gods? Do you believe in a God that conforms to one or any of the mainstream religions? Or do you have your own God you have created for yourself? Or you don't believe in any God at all? You know, different questions. So I'm going to take some time and I'll read up on this topic and I'll talk to a few people and try to get to the bottom of this. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, because it confuses me whenever I hear that. I'm like, what do you mean by that? And even when I try and sit down with them and try to get a concrete explanation, they themselves struggle with their own terms and definitions. But that will be an episode for another time. For my next episode will be on that. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for taking the time to listen to my second episode. It was lots of fun, and looking forward to talking to you guys again out there in the internet. Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Na Chris talk be that you. Na Chris talk be that Chris talk. Na Chris talk be that Chris talk. Na Chris talk be that the Chris talk. Na Chris walk be that Chris walk. Hey, na Chris talk be that Chris talk. Hey, na Chris talk be that Chris talk. Chris talk be that you. Chris talk.